welcome back. We have Tim Alexander here. Tim, let's dive in. We've got lots of news to cover. The WikiLeaks fire hose is out. The Rasmussen poll shows Trump is back in the lead. There's a melting of the Wicked Witch of the West, and of course, her serial rapist and co-conspirator Hillary Clinton. She's now abusing Catholics and evangelicals, and even Hispanic people that are considered what's called, you know, the poor Hispanics that are basically a problem. I mean, she doesn't like anybody, does she? It's just this person is just vile, Hillary Rotten Clinton.
Well, there's, I think it's WikiLeaks has a thing they're coming out with soon. That is an audio of her using the N-word repeatedly to describe blacks. And, you know, we've all heard for years what a vile, nasty person she is to her Secret Service agents and bodyguards and the people that work for her. But this one has caught it on tape, evidently, and she's just happens to be signaling out black people. And, you know, I think that will take a bunch of votes in her core
besides the other things that dealt with the Bernie Sanders crowd, I mean, the fact that she said she's openly saying with this Brazilian bank supports globalism and open borders and supports TPP, I mean, anybody who's a Bernie supporter is going to go, oh, they're going to start retching. They think, you know, they were thinking about voting for her. There's no way. The millennials are basically going to run for the hills.
Well, she also said that she said in one of her speeches to Goldman Sachs and others that she is vehemently opposed to legalizing marijuana. And that's not going to go over well with the young people. Of course, we found that there are compounds in marijuana that are very beneficial health-wise. And you know, Big Pharma, you know, she's sucking up to Big Pharma and the prison industry. And, I mean, she's a monster. She doesn't care who goes to prison for
By nothing. The way, if you know your genetics, there's things in marijuana that will stop cancer and nausea, help decrease intraocular pressure, help reverse a lot of illnesses. But there's a percentage, anywhere from 3% to 7%, depending on the population, that if you take marijuana, it has a possibility of making you violent or causing a dopaminergic change that can cause schizophrenia. So, to me, it's like buyer beware. The very powerful marijuana can do a lot of wonderful things, but even in Canada, they've had a thing called Chemet, C-H-E-M-E-T, available with low Delta 9 THC for 30 years, and it has lots of positive benefits without the negative stuff, and you don't have all this hoo-ha. To me, the fact that we have our prisons filled with say, black men who've had three minor violations of possession of marijuana and have literally a three-strike shield caused by the law put in by the Clintons in the late 90s is an obscenity. Why the hell are black men who are eight times more likely to be put in prison from a white or another person going to be three-strike shield because he presents an ounce of marijuana? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's obscene to put people in prison for that.
Right.
George Washington grew it and smoked it. Abe Lincoln smoked it in the White House.
Yeah.
Well, of course, JFK did, too. But
yeah, but you know, it's a different beast now. I'm an expert in toxicology. I was a Meritox certified by BIMI in the American College of Occupational Environmental Medicine. So I can tell you that marijuana, you could also use it. It'll end up meaning you're going to put a forklift through somebody's chest. Or you're going to have a judgment of distance or timing that's going to screw things up. So the combination of fatigue, alcohol, marijuana, and other drugs, and oftentimes what I call their pharmacological soup, someone has got benzylagonine in their system from cocaine, and then they also have in their system, you know, by the way, that's a new name for Tim Kaine. His name is Tim Co-Kaine. Because of how fast he was speaking and how rapid his speech was and how manic he was. So his new name now, and I wanted to catch out there in the blogosphere, whenever you refer to Tim, say Tim, and then he should play that drum roll in the riff of cocaine, you know that song?
That Tim, not this Tim. This Tim doesn't do
No,
cocaine.
You're not. No, I'm talking about Tim. I'm talking about Tim Kaine.
No way.
Not Tim Alexander.
Okay.
Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da. Cocaine. You like that, eh?
Yeah, I tell you.
He looked like he was definitely on something. He had done at least three lines, or he had taken some crack cocaine or something. He wasn't just having some lattes.
Well, I think that part of the mix Hillary may have been on in the first debate was a little bit of cocaine, because she seemed very
coalition in 2004.
I don't know, fired up or something. I'm not sure.
Fired up was not a good enough term, Tim. She was. She had uppers and downers and sidewaysers, and she had enough makeup on her that they must have put it on with a trowel. That she looked like an owl that was in a kind of a.
What do you mean? You got to put it on a trowel. Hell, she's got wrinkles that have wrinkles.
Right, but not only that, her eyes were at half mast, but they're batting like one of those owls that are in, you know, some kind of cage in a zoo.
You know,
like,
reminds me of a story I tell. The first, I went to a nude beach one time. I was out in Long Beach.
What? Tim went to a nude beach.
Finish, and
not the Tim. Go, no. I thought you.
I didn't get nude,
are you trying to trump Trump?
No. Well, this was 35 years ago. Okay.
Oh, you were a younger and more vile man.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
I'm just kidding you.
I walked down this Black Beach, not too far from where you live,
in California.
Yeah. I was out on business, and we had afternoon meetings. It was a Saturday, and I had my suit on, but I took off my coat and tie and walked down to this beach. And the first naked person I saw was about an 85-year-old naked woman. And at that point, I want to tell you, she had wrinkles that had wrinkles. I almost became celibate. I said, oh my goodness, this is really bad. That's grandma there, you know. But anyway, now, getting back.
Well, you know, you thought you were on one of those National Geographic documentaries where their nipples are down under their groin.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Now, while we're on the subject of sex and all this stuff, rumors are that not that WikiLeaks, but Anonymous is getting ready to expose a tape that they have got that was evidently made by the Mossad. And you know this character, the Duke of York, went down there. He had an island in the Bahamas, and he was known for having all these young girls. Bill Clinton used to go down all the time, and and this was after he was president. And he'd tell the Secret Service to stay home. I'm going down on his plane. Anyway, they have a tape, supposedly. They're getting ready to release Bill Clinton having sex with a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You said that too fast. Repeat, rewind.
They have a tape that they're getting
ready to release.
Whose
name? Repeat, who's the they now?
Anonymous.
You mean the same guys that worked at Monty Python's Flying Circus, Anonymous?
No, the group, you know, they...
I know, I'm just being sarcastic here.
Yeah, okay. This is the story that's come out, that they're getting ready, and I don't have any way to know that this is factual, but I think it is, that they're getting ready to release a video that the Mossad, of course, took. This guy, character, I can't think of his name, maybe you can. He was Jewish, of course, and he invited famous people down to his place. And it was always well stocked with girls, but many of them were quite young.
Yeah, and underage, huh?
Well, you know, I mean, a 13-year-old, I mean, anybody that would, an adult man that would have sex with a 13-year-old needs to be taken out and beat to death. I mean, that's just disgusting.
Oh, no, they need a surgical procedure first.
Well, yeah, okay. We don't have to get gross. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, yes, we do. Actually, I'm a surgeon. I would volunteer to do the procedure. It's called a... It's called a handlectomy.
It can be done with a baseball bat, too. But
you want it surgically done so the scar looks nice. So you want it to look like...
So they supposedly have this tape of Bill Clinton...
you know what the procedure is called?
It's called sex with a 13-year-old.
By the way, the latest video up on Drudge 2 shows Obama sporting an erection inside his pants and all the reporters laughing and giggling when they're asking him questions. And he's literally exposing himself right there on the plane. So, Mr. Obaminator. And they keep on saying this stuff about Trump. He inappropriately kissed, inappropriately walked into a dressing room when they're doing all these things. I'm thinking, you're stretching it, okay? Stop this. Because the very fact is, whenever they do this to Donald, he's going to counterpunch even harder. Everywhere Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton go now, they have somebody exposing their T-shirts with, you know, a Clinton rapist. And it's going to get more and more vicious, okay? And people didn't understand it. So Hillary
Look, the Clintons have always been protected by the globalists.
It doesn't matter. This is beyond that now. Social media.
The story that I heard was that Bill Clinton was really the illegitimate son of the late former governor.
Doesn't matter. Social media trumps all that. That's why they handed over the internet October 1st to the globalists, to an LA company. It doesn't matter. We will get around it. The states and the government will get around it. You know, January, when Trump comes in as president, all this stuff's going to go away. And it's going to be like the exterminators arrived and they tented America. You ever seen America with a tent over it? I'd like to see a picture. If somebody's out there and they're an artist, take a picture of America and put it in one of those big tents they do to get rid of vermin, you know, like, you know, termites in your district are criminals, and vermin, like, you know, rats and other vermin. They're going to tent America when Trump gets in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's the latest news? Let's go over some of
that. Well, yesterday the British House of Commons had an emergency three-hour debate on Syria. And several of the leading conservative politicians and the cabinet members are now basically calling for war against Russia. You have to be a real special kind of stupid and corrupt.
Tim, you're one of the top experts in the world of military hardware and strategy. And I give you credit on that. And you've interacted with Israel before they built the wall. You know all this hardware. You're going to do your own nerve service. And you've taught me a lot of stuff. And I can just go run down through some of the hardware, and I want you to expand on it. Our Navy is completely vulnerable to the Russians and their missile destroyers. They have the S-400 system. Who's going to put up a no-fly zone? The Russians have done it. Okay, so for Hillary to call for it or NATO to say they're going to do this is insane, and it's BS, okay? Stop the BS. We're not that damn stupid.
They're still flying missions and attack missions into Syria, but what the Russians have said is you don't hit the Syrian armed forces, you don't hit us. If you cross that line, Katie, bar the door.
I'll tell you what they'll do. There's three things they're going
to
do.
The Germans just agreed within the last 48 hours to staff NATO AWACS planes to fly into and over Syria and Iraq.
Well, that's too provocative. Here's what's going to happen. Number one, the first Russian or Syrian or allied jet from Iran, because, by the way, the Iranians have a pretty good air force as well. The first time that happens, number one, you're going to see a massive counterattack by Russia against Turkish troops and Turkish and American bases in the Middle East. Okay. Number two, you're going to see the danger of American bases getting fried in the Middle East and our Navy going to the bottom. And number three, Putin may as well just use an EMP weapon against America and turn our lights out. And if they think that Russia won't do it, they're idiots.
I call it the weapon of indignation.
The indignation of a righteous Russia that can't put up with any more BS from America. And if I was a Russian general, I'd be there saying...
The Foreign Minister, Boris Johnson, who has a long time been a clown, a buffoon of British politics. Boris Johnson, and Johnson doesn't sound Jewish, but he is Jewish. His mother was.
Right.
And he and his daughter, or his sister, grew up on a kibbutz in Israel. Dear old Boris is yet another example of a Jewish foreign minister or secretary of state like her own that serves his tribe first and foremost. He would have the entire world go into the Third World War so that tiny Israel can steal more land and break apart.
Israel won't steal land. Israel will become an ashtray.
Well, and the Khazarian mafia. The Rothschild Khazarian Mafia are clearly playing the war card in the American election, and I think that's very frightening. It's insane. It's demonic. I don't know what adjectives to use that are strong enough, because as one article I read recently said, this is worse than the combination of the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. And the Suez Crisis, which was in, I think, 1958, both of which took the world very close to atomic war.
Tim, you know the reason why they're globalists are rushing this whole scheme? Because they've got Satan's calendar. He's supposed to arrive on a particular date. We don't know, but it's pretty damn soon. It says, woe to you, earth, and you see, for the devil has come down to you. They have the advance notice that the major celebrity of the satanic devilish world is on his way here to planet Earth.
Yeah, I think you're right. I
he's not
people,
here yet, believe it or not. People
I try
will think
to
that.
Do it myself is get right with God, and look, we're all born to die, and we've all known, if you're Christian, that sometime, maybe in our lifetime, maybe not, but now it appears very, very soon.
I can tell you that without any
really
doubt, I mentioned this earlier today to Leo Zagami. I've also mentioned it on Wednesday to Bill Warner and to last week.
I was
week,
on the show with Bill.
Right. And I mentioned also to Jonathan Gray that our small band are some, not all, but some of those with prophetic and apostolic callings to give the truth to the people at the time of the end. This is not a rehearsal. This is the big show.
Yeah, what you have the scenario you have outlined many times may very well be about to be begun. Okay, something terrible happens, and then there's a peace treaty that ushers in the 7-year period of tribulation. And that peace treaty has to be during Sukkot, which, by the way, is coming up later this month. Who knows? But I have to tell you that the red flags going up are really bad, and yet the average American is unaware of it because the mainstream media has a quarantine on this story.
If they listen to this show or listen to our after-show YouTube videos, they can't be in the dark. You see, God's going to be is kind. God is gracious. God is gentle. He's going to make sure there's enough voices out there and enough platforms that millions are going to know the truth. And when things get really bad, the truth will spread like a virus. Very few people on this earth, whether you're living in a third world country in a cardboard box, aren't going to know that Jesus is coming back and the New World Order is now taking over with people like Hillary Clinton and Brexit happening.
Well, Brexit actually was an attack against the New World Order.
That's what I'm saying. It's another sign, though, the New World Order is thrusting for power.
The Scottish government, today has come out that they are going to do another vote to break away from the United Kingdom. They're in the process of setting it up. They actually won the vote last time. The London political
but
hacks
does
won
that,
it.
They does that mean they're going back into the European Union, or they're going to make just a different trade relationship?
They say they are, but I wouldn't count on it.
No.
Their real goal, they're using that as an excuse. Their real goal is to break away from England and to have their country back. But we shall see. By the way, Russia has just announced they're setting up a heavy bomber division to patrol kind of the triangle area between Japan, Hawaii, and Guam. They're going to be this.
Yeah, that's
division.
The area called the Sea of Okhotsk, right?
Well, Japan, Hawaii, and Guam, that's a pretty
Well, that's what the Russians
area.
Call it. It's between the peninsula there, south of...
No, that's not the Sea of... No, this is much bigger than that. I mean, going all the way to Japan, man.
Yeah, I know, it's part of it, though. In other words, what they're doing is this giant territory, which is north of the South China Sea, is the major territory all the way to Japan. And Russia should be a natural ally. It shouldn't be a natural enemy. It's ridiculous what's going on.
This is what they've been asking for. And anyway, they're going to use several dozen Tu-95MS strategic bombers. That's the big, great big four-engine jobs. And also some Tu-22M3 long-range bombers. Those are the swept wing. So we're talking several dozen. By the way, each plane, I'm sure, will have... hard to say, but anywhere from 6 to probably 10 or more, very fast, some may even be hypersonic, long-range cruise missiles with thermonuclear warheads. That division alone could wipe out the entire East Coast, Hawaii, Guam, and a lot more.
Wow. It's pretty cool.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Well, Tim, you've got some another story from Zero Hedge since we were on the last segment. Tell us about it.
It just popped into your rage. Obama will decide tomorrow on military action in Syria. First off, I know he's the president of the United States. He probably wasn't born in this country and constitutionally isn't, but he's president.
He's got a photoshopped birth certificate. You can go to memorials inside Kenya, where his relatives will tell you, if you pay a fee, you can get inside and see all the paraphernalia about how they think it's so great that a native-born Kenyan is the president of the United States. It's ridiculous.
Well, anyway, he, on his own authority, under the United States Constitution, does not have the authority to commit this country to war.
Do you think that'll stop him? The fool?
Hell no. Hell no. And hell is, and using the word hell has a lot to do with this, believe
right.
me. The Guardian in the British London paper talking about conservative MB Andrew Mitchell, one of the big, he's been arguing for no-fly zones for many months. This big debate they just had yesterday you know, he's saying, oh, what we're saying is very clear. No one wants to see a dogfight with Russia. No one wants to shoot down a Russian plane. Well, the shooting down of war planes of the world's second nuclear power is precisely what Mitchell is advocating. By the way, actually, they're the first nuclear power. Russia has several hundred more nuclear weapons than we do. These people, you can't make this up. It's so crazy. And, of course, the French and the British are kind of leading the drive here. Both are totally controlled by the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds even went so far. Princess Di's mother was a Rothschild. That wasn't her main name, but she was a Rothschild by blood. Princess Di's real father was not the Earl. He was actually Goldsmith. What was his first name? Jeffrey, or I forget.
Right. No, we're just saying she's
all Rothschilds, and that family goes back a couple hundred years with the Rothschilds.
So she's another Rothschild on both sides, is what you're saying. And she was
a Rothschild on both sides. Now, I remember, I was one of the senior editors at Burke's Peerage, and we were the voice of authority.
Which means you're qualified.
Theology.
You're qualified.
Of the royals and all the noble stuff. Anyway, what other?
Or unnobles. Or disnobles. How's that?
Yeah, well, what this was, royal families in Europe have had a tradition that goes back, a couple thousand years, basically, of marrying into other royal families and marrying for an advantage, sometimes merely survival. Well, they married the crown prince, the Prince of Wales, to this Rothschild heir. Who didn't like Princess Di? You know, I liked her. But anyway, the point was that they married him to her so that their children, the future kings, would be Rothschild blood and Jewish by Jewish law.
Right.
And so the Duke of Cambridge and his descendants are Rothschilds.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how ingrained into the UK the Rothschild level of control is. They're literally
that all happened after the Napoleonic Wars,
on the throne.
Where his own false news caused the collapse of the British stock market, and the Rothschilds bought up everything and then took over the Bank of Britain.
The Bank of England, yeah.
But, yeah, Bank of England, yeah.
I don't want to get off on a tangent there because I can go and I could talk about that for hours.
Well, anyway, I know you're an expert on it.
They literally have now set it up so that they're the heir to the throne of the United Kingdom, of Canada, Australia, New Zealand, 16 countries will be a Rothschild.
Hmm. Red Shield.
And you just can't make that up. And most people, 99.9% of the people, even the United Kingdom, don't realize that. They may have heard that she may have had some Rothschild blood, but they don't realize this exactly what's been done to them at the very highest level.
Yeah, they've gradually taken over even the genetics of the bloodline.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Back in a moment with Tim.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village. where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Kiss the Checo girls goodbye, because You're going to be prepared for, if you're not prepared spiritually, which is the most important preparation, if you're not praying face down for America, which is Ephraim America, if you're not facing the truth, and by the way, you need to go toe-to-toe with relatives, friends, and colleagues who dare to do something as evil as voting for Hillary or suggesting that she's an alternative. And whether you're a Catholic or a Christian or a Jew or just a decent person in America that wants to have a future in a constitutional republic, you need to understand that. And I got a magazine from my Christian friend down the road whose husband is a major media person, the major media outlet, and she's a Christian. And it's two Americas. You have satanic globalist America that basically treats people of any religion with disdain. And you have Donald Trump's America, where they stack the courts with Supreme Court justices that believe in a constitutional republic. They have a Christian view of the family. They have a closed borders. They don't believe in the globalism. They believe in fair trade, not free trade. I mean, the two alternatives are so stark. And Hillary Clinton is so damned evil. For anybody to say it, I get spitting mad to anybody say to me they think they have a right to vote for Hillary. I get spitting mad. It's not like, no, it's not okay that you do this. It's almost like saying, I'm going to throw this can of lighter fluid into your building and see if it blows up. No, it's not okay.
I found an article here. The person I was trying to think of earlier that ran this bordello, in effect, on his Bahama island was Jeffrey Epstein.
And, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he kept underage girls as basically sex slaves on his island called Little St. James. In the Caribbean, and Bill Clinton used to go down there frequently. But evidently, the Mossad was, using this as a way to blackmail people. And I mean, this whole row of Israel deep inside White House and congressional politics. They have no business doing that. No country on earth would dare to do what they get by with.
I heard from my sources that Monica Lewinsky was one that was, since shepherded and more than willing to do it, to go after Bill Clinton. So it wasn't just a one-way thing where Bill Clinton went after her. She was shepherded in as well.
She was what they call honeypot. They were in intelligence communities. They use a woman to entice someone to get.
And you got somebody as vile as Bill Clinton. I mean, imagine him back in the White House. What kind of horrors are going to happen? By the way, you need to know this as a truth from the inside. Do you know what Bill and Hillary Clinton had in the last Christmas in the White House? They had hanging from their Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
No. I want you to say it. What is it?
Well, they had prophylactic thing from.
They had condoms. They had condoms, and they had also sex toys.
That's what a prophylactic is.
But not only that, they had sex toys hanging from the tree. They didn't have decorations. Yeah. They had sex toys for bisexual sex toys, and they had condoms.
Yeah, that's the kind of people they are. I mean, can you spell sick with capital neon letters? SICK. I mean, these people are trash. If you knew them and you say, oh my God, what is wrong with them? Most people just don't act like that. Okay, I mean, I'm from the American Midwest, although I've spent a lot of time in Europe, fancy titles and all this crap. But I want to tell you, most people I've met in all walks of life, rich, poor, whatever, both sides of the Atlantic. They don't act like that.
Yeah.
These people do.
Yeah.
There's something really...
Tim, I want to read something from this article I think you might find interesting, because the analysis makes some sense. Do we have a caller? I'm just trying to think. No. Anyway, I want to read this article here. and they talk about, based on the embarrassing nature of the Access Hollywood tapes, Trump voters have presented with just the kind of event that makes people want to be more private about their voting choices, okay? So what's happening is the Rasmussen poll had Clinton ahead by 7 points on Monday, but Trump took the lead in that poll by Thursday. I mean, that's a major swing by 2 points, a swing of 128%. Yes, that's crazy, but since the Access Hollywood story came out, there's been more and more news on Clinton coming out on WikiLeaks, and many Trump supporters liked his performance in the second debate. Put that together, and it makes sense that you have more Trump voters willing to be identified, especially by pollsters. And so the polls are swinging back a little toward Trump in a week or so. Look for the polls to get back very close. I don't think they're going to get back. I think that this meltdown of the melting of the Wicked Witch of the West is continuing. She's going to be melting, melting, just sort of like the Wizard of Oz. I think the more they dig in and try to stay in the gutter, the more she doesn't deal with issues and solutions to the poor people of this country. Now, think of it this way, and Hannity does a good job. 95 million Americans not in the labor force. One in seven families, five families. One in five families in America, not one person in the family has a job. Okay? The increased roles of the poor in this country increased by something like 38 million. The number of blacks and Hispanics that are basically in we call it below the poverty line, and the amount of people that have basically homes, has dropped to the lowest rate since like the 1970s.
We have as many men out of work as was in the Great Depression.
I think structurally we're worse, and I'll tell you why. I remember talking to my grandmother, and my grandfather was very talented. He made actually millions of dollars during the Depression by being clever. For example, one of the things he did is he bought, on the first shipment, he bought 500 Jeeps from the U.S. military at the end of the war. And after the Depression, he bought 500 Jeeps, and he had the serviceman who could actually take them apart and put them in a big box, and the military would ship them back, and he bought paint basically almost at cost, or you know, basically nothing, of weird colors, chartreuse, yellow, green, whatever, and he had these guys paint them, and he gave them a great big check to all these vets that shipped back these Jeeps, and he sold, I think his first batch he sold 500, but altogether I think he sold 2,000 or 3,000. He made a lot of money by selling them. Now, during that time, we had people come to my grandmother's house literally to work for a day around their house and farm, because they had a farm around it, for a sandwich or to feed or to sleep in the barn. Now, you got to understand, we don't have that anymore. 78% of Americans had access to go to a farm locally or someplace where they could get clean food that's non-GMO, and there was enough compassion of the churches and other people that somebody was going to feed them and take care of them. That's not available. We have these giant inner cities that are just rotting, decayed masses. We have, you can go in a lot of big cities and you can't find a decent grocery store that's not packaged food. In large cities, for miles and miles, you can find packaged ding-dongs and other garbage, but you can't find clean vegetables and other things. You just can't. So what's going to happen when you can't deliver?
You're talking about, by the way, most of this food that so many people eat is poison.
Right, and so you take a child with a gene polymorphism and a tendency with the monoamine oxidase 2 mitochondrial gene that predisposes them to violent behavior and extreme outbursts, and then you give them garbage food, and you have no daddy in the house, which cuts the risk down by 30 times of being a violent criminal, and you got an explosive situation on your hand. Now, all of a sudden, you no longer recharge the EBT card, so they don't have food, they don't have money to keep the house warm or the apartment warm. What are you going to do then? And I'm talking about, if I was going to make a documentary or a B-movie, I'd call it The Fourth Day. The third day, the dogs run out of the last of the food, and the last of the stuff is so rotten, nobody wants to eat it because they don't want to get diarrhea. On the fourth day, Mama says to Daddy, take the shotgun because I think the next-door neighbors are preppers. He gets to the home and wants to take their food from them, and the preppers shoot him. And he dies on the front doorsteps. And they have a lot of holes in their front yard from people trying to take their stuff because they have to bury them. Otherwise, the wild dogs and animals, because we call them devil dogs. When I worked in the emergency department, I worked in Alberta, I worked in the States. A lot of people, when they come to an area like North Dakota and so on elsewhere, their job is gone, they leave their dog. And the dogs swarm in large groups, up to several hundred dogs. And if you think coyotes and wolves are bad, you got nothing. And we're not going to talk about just big dogs. We're talking about little chihuahuas will pull your nose off your face.
They have to eat. I mean,
right, and they're going to eat. Let me tell you, I've tried to sum people up that have been in the subject of devil dogs. It ain't a funny thing. Okay? So I've seen it firsthand, and I got to tell you, you people out there that don't know what Dr. Deagle knows, you need to listen up. If society decays...
Look, politically correctness is preventing us from talking about the level of crime in the black ghettos. It's a lot of it is black on black crime. A lot of
yeah, but it can easily be solved. Crime. It can but easily it, be solved.
It's politically incorrect to talk about it. Yeah. What it is the result starting from LBJ, this so-called war on poverty, where they've told these little poor little black girls, honey, you want some free money? You know, you just get yourself pregnant.
Well, I believe,
you
listen,
a boyfriend or a husband in the house.
Tim, I'm going to talk to
you. Money, get do it again and again.
I'm going to say something positive here. There's a coat of many colors made of every nationality, every race, etc. There are some wonderful things about the black people that are remarkable compared to any other race. Musicality, dance, the closeness of their families when they're Christian families. There's nobody. Listen, I attended a black church in downtown Halifax, Nova Scotia, and it was the most wonderful time I've ever been as a Christian. When we got singing with these black people, and I got some rhythm too, okay? I'm not just, you know, I'll tell you, it was like heavenly. The black people when they're Christians.
I've been in, a good friend of mine is black, and I went to a,
I'll tell you, if you've got black people that are Christians or family members, these people are angelic, okay? I'm talking about people that are a special kind of human beings. Now, if you create circumstances like we did with LBJ and the social services and so on, you break up the family, you then have little poor mamas that are 14, 15 getting pregnant for the fourth or fifth time by the time they're 20, and the guy that's in prison has got 20 or 30 honor babies with mama sending partial their social security check to the guy in prison who's a drug addict and a avowed criminal who's already killed two or three of his opposing gang member buddies. Okay?
He's so a you thug.
Right,
or
he's a thug.
The old black woman I knew, she called them heathens. She said the heathens. And they actually prey on their own community more than they prey on white.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, they think it's a badge of honor.
We're having a politically incorrect conversation. Don't you realize that, Dr. Bill? Shame on us.
I always do incorrect stuff. I mean,
it's
my job. You're like, let's put it this way. You and I, if it wasn't modern times, we'd be standing on a high hill with a caravan below and be screaming with a trumpet, blowing the shivareem. Because I've got the ram's horn. I got several really fancy ones.
Right.
But I know how to blow it, okay? I can blow it. I mean, I can blow it to blow your ears off, okay? So I'm up on top of the hill. I got a bag of honey, a bag of locusts.
It's got about one note, by the way.
I have a bag of honey in my belt, a bag of locusts, and a bag of almonds. Now, you're not going to like the locusts. You're probably going to give me all your locusts, right?
You'll pass on the locusts.
But we got a goat's hair. We have a goat's hair tunic on, which itches the hell out of our skin. But we're supposed to wear it as prophets because it's got the truth has got to itch you so you tell the truth, okay? And we're down screaming at the caravan that destruction is coming and you have to repent or you're all going to die. And the population down below don't get it, do they?
We got a call.
Yeah, we got a call. Let me just a second. I have to reopen my Skype here because my Skype is misbehaving, okay? Let's see. I can't see my Skype here, so I have a minor problem here. Okay, who's the caller and what's your question? Go ahead.
Oklahoma City.
What's your name?
Dave from Oklahoma City.
Dave from Oklahoma. Dave from Oklahoma, what's your question or comment?
Yeah, what type of missile defense system does the United States have against incoming ICBMs? And the second part of the question is, what are the major cities that would be targeted?
Okay, let me give you the two answers. And by the way, some of this is classified. Would I release classified? I release 100 times more classified information, people may or may not know this, than Snowden or any other whistleblower in the U.S. or American history. So what I'm telling you, a lot of it is classified. We have theater air defense, the THAAD, which is a missile to hit a missile. It was developed at White Sands Missile Base in Vandenberg. It is extremely inefficient. I was told as a crystallizing comment that the THAAD system will take to 2045 and somewhere up to $80 trillion, not billion, trillion, to make it efficient. Second layer is what's called plasma interferometry. This is where you have low-Earth orbit satellites that create an interferometry field that scramble the missile guidance systems. And it was developed out of the HARP system, but it's the next generation from it. And it can scramble it. It's pretty efficient. But the problem is you still have live missiles. Where are they going to land? And the third system is called a Tesla plasma death ray system that can literally turn an entire missile into a vapor. That system was developed also at the White Sands Missile Base. The problem is that they developed it almost 20 years ago, but they didn't put enough funding to build enough of them. So we don't have a tenth of what we need to even cover one state, let alone the entire United States and world or our allies. Those are the three systems we have. We also have what's called, we've tried to develop a thing called cybernetic ways of actually hacking into their missile guidance. We can't. We cannot hack. The best hackers in the world.
Let me answer the second question. I live in a city that's about 105, 110,000. It's now, depending on which scenario, if they use the anti-population strike program, basically a city my size will have 3 hydrogen bombs detonate over it.
Let me give you an example about a city outside the United States. And this is a technical and a classified fact. And if you're listening from Eastern Canada, the city of Halifax, Nova Scotia, which is the largest naval port, which is closer to Europe than any port in the United States, has 3 to 5 50 megaton warheads just for Halifax, not including the Halifax International Airport, which is a major convertible airport for the U.S. Air Force and NATO. Okay? So when you look at large cities like New York City and so on, the Russian submarine destroyers have enough throw weight to destroy every town and city in North America, including Canada, with one submarine.
And yeah, they have missile. They have 24 SLBMs, and each has up to 10 MIRV.
Right. And by the way, their systems of evading our missile defense system is absolute. There's nothing we can do to protect ourselves from incoming missiles or EMP weapons.
If we get in a total all-out war, everybody will die.
Right. Everybody will die.
And we have a lot to thank the Obamas and Clinton for, don't we?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
a very good question here. I want to give a brief answer. If they get Joel Skousen's book that talks about preparing for nuclear war, and there's two types of stations that you talked about to protect you. You have a blast shelter and a radiation shelter. This people need to know this, and I have classified information on this. The Russians, even though they've gone to multiple targeted warheads, they've now modernized their nuclear force, so everything's like shiny new, like within a year or less. The Russians' smallest warheads are 25 to 50 megatons. So the blast zone, where you need to have a blast shelter, not just a radiation shelter, means the ground will move like waves, like liquid. So that means the rock, the sand, everything, the soil. So if you don't have a
like
blast shelter
in the ocean, and if your concrete bunker doesn't have a minimum of 6 foot of dirt over it with a foot or more of steel reinforced concrete and designed for that lateral motion, you will be crushed in your bunker.
Let me finish my criteria. The second thing, and I want you to respond to this, Tim. The second criteria is if you are within 10 miles to 20 miles of a large Air Force or naval base like Norfolk, Virginia or San Diego, California, you're done. You're going to be blown up. Okay, because the strategy of Russia is not to take out the large population centers, is to take out only population centers that are directly beside the U.S. military, Air Force, or naval bases. Okay, so that's number two.
And literally, they are looking at if you. I've been past Norfolk and seen up to four supercarriers docked at one time. There is virtually, if they use a cruise missile attack from a submarine 25 miles offshore, you realize, or even an SOV.
80% of our nuclear navy is
gone. There's no warning.
Yeah, but you know what, Tim? I got to mention this, Corey. They did this on purpose as a deal with Russia to say, hey, as part of our kind of being nice guys with you guys trying to reduce nuclear weapons, we're going to park 80% of our Navy so you can see them from space and blast them with a cruise missile coming at hypersonic speeds from 200 miles offshore. Is that smart or what?
It can be 200 miles offshore, but it can be.
Yeah, whatever.
Because it's so damn fast.
So those are the criteria.
The Onyx is Mach 4, Mach 3.
Now,
I mean,
if you go to Joel Skousen's book, you can see more of these criteria, but that's basically the criteria. If you're near a main naval base, what the Russians will do is almost certainly they'll hit our bases overseas, and especially the Middle East. They'll hit our Navy, and there's absolutely nothing we can do to stop the hypersonic cruise missiles called the Akhonds hypersonic cruise missile or the Alexander or the Hoot supercavitation torpedo. There's nothing we can do to stop the missile destroyers from taking out all our military bases within minutes, not hours, minutes. So that if you have a young cousin or...
Remember, the Bible, although on the other flip side of the coin, the Bible says Damascus will be destroyed.
Right. And by the way, you have to understand...
And by the way, my brother was in Damascus on business years ago, and he says it's in a valley. There are mountains all around it. So even a fairly small nuke would bounce back. I mean, everything in Damascus...
The Bible also said the radiation and the radioactive bones will be all the way from the Valley of Jezreel all the way to Haifa. So that entire valley swath right across the Dead Sea, from Haifa to the Dead Sea, will be radioactive, which means Israel isn't going to do well. They're going to become a nuclear ashtray.
Right with God, folks. Now the time.
And I'm going to say this again. When war becomes inevitable, peace is guaranteed. This is a thus saith the Lord. We are moments, hours, days, and weeks, months away from the ultimate peace treaty.
It could be very bloody before we get to that point.
It may be very bloody before, and we don't know how much blood needs to be spilled before they're so frightened by world war, they're willing to accept a vile peace.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.